The Fantasy Focus Football Podcast is presented by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Go to geico.com today.
Fantasy, you're in the 06010.
Welcome into a special edition of the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast. It's special because like an hour and a half ago, I was preparing to eat dinner with my lovely wife, Chapin, and instead Cam Newton signed with the Patriots. It's Field Yates and Matthew Barry hanging out with you. Matthew, that's right. Cam Newton has signed with the New England Patriots. When I say that, your first reaction is?
Holy crap. I mean, listen, I was sitting by a fire pit with my with the lovely Beth Barry and enjoying an adult beverage. And I'm just like, I got to go. And she's like, what? I'm like, I got to do an emergency podcast because Cam Newton's a member of the Patriots. Love this move. Love this move NFL-wise. It's so smart of the Patriots. Of course, Cam Newton is a Patriot on a team-friendly deal. Of course he is, because that's how it rolls. Love this move for Cam Newton's fantasy value. Obviously, I think it, high tide rises all boats for the Patriots here as well. Field, we don't know yet if Cam Newton's going to be the starter, quote unquote, because he's, Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer are there, and we don't know if he's healthy. But let's be clear. If Cam Newton's healthy, he's the starter in New England, and he has the potential to be a fantasy superstar once again. Since 2011, when Cam Newton has been drafted, he's the third best quarterback in fantasy over his career on a points per game basis. Only Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers have been better, minimum 40 games played.
Yeah, I mean, Matthew, and here's the thing is that, like, we can point to any data there is with the Patriots specific to their offense. We can point to data, with maybe the system or Josh McDaniels and his track record. But, like, Cam just does it, right? Like, you just mentioned how well he's done historically. And one of the things about Cam is that even in years in which he has not been necessarily a great or elite level starting quarterback, which, Cam has had some, here's the thing about Cam. He's got obvious strengths and obvious areas to improve, right? He completed less than 60% of his passes during his time in Carolina. That's not great. But despite all that, Matthew, he always produces for fantasy football. I have already seen some of the rhetoric around his weapons he'll have in New England. Does that matter? I mean, Matthew, we have a lot of fun with Ted freaking Ginn. But seriously, yeah. Cam has played with a bunch of nobodies at wide receiver for much of his career and been one of the most dynamic players we've ever seen. I don't know if the Patriots, I don't care who's playing for them in terms of wide receivers and tight ends. Like, Cam is set up to succeed because he's Cam. As long as he's healthy, he's in business.
Yeah, since 2016, the Patriots ranked sixth in red zone rush percentage. Well, over his NFL career, no player from 2011 on has more red zone rushing touchdowns than Cam Newton. Like, what does Cam do well? Like, one of the strengths of his game is that running ability, the ability to get the tough yard, to score the touchdown. And by the way, literally the last 5 years, the New England Patriots have more goal-to-go rushing touchdowns than any team in the NFL. And so, yeah, listen, are there weaknesses to Cam's game? Of course there are. There aren't a lot of perfect quarterbacks out there in the NFL, but you sort of think about these pass catchers, and while they're not great, you and I both agree, Mohamed Sanu is a terrific NFL wide receiver. He wasn't healthy last year, needs to stay healthy. We know what Julian Edelman is, right? Another pro, a guy that's going to get open, that's going to run those short intermediate routes. And how about N'Keal Harry, who has, again, small sample size, but we saw it in college, is a guy that can go up and win a jump ball, who can get those contested catches that Cam likes to throw. So I'm not as down on the weapons that Cam Newton has. And, of course, you got James White. Not saying he's Christian McCaffrey, but he is a nice pass-catching running back out of the backfield that we know Cam likes to use. So I'm not as down on the weapons that Cam has as other people that I've sort of seen in terms of reacting to this.
Let's get to two questions, Matthew. I think a lot of people are probably wondering. Actually, three questions.
Yes.
One, where does Cam Newton rank for you? And I don't even know if you've had a chance to update your ranks.
I have.
Sort of just, okay, you have. Okay, great. Where will Cam Newton rank for you amongst quarterbacks as things stand on June 28th?
Yeah, and that's the key, right? Because we don't know if Cam's healthy. And certainly there's, I think it's the slimmest of margins, but there is a chance that he's not the starter, right? So just given the uncertainty, more about his health than anything else, I ranked him at QB 13. But make no mistake, if we know officially he's the starter, and I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later, and we know he's healthy, he will move quickly up my ranks. But right now, okay. he is a high-end QB2 with significant underlying multiple times upside.
This is not a question. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, not trying to get you on old takes exposed or anything. Just
right.
curious. So you just said he'd move up. If he was healthy, you knew he was the starter. So if that time comes, will he rank ahead of Tom Brady going into the season for you? Who has a higher ceiling? Because that's right to reframe the question.
I don't think so. I think if you said if the report came out tonight that Cam Newton signing with the Patriots, he's 100% healthy and he's the starter, I think I would have ranked him 10th, just ahead of Carson Wentz and just behind Tom Brady. The rushing is huge, but still there's always the risk of additional injury. It's not just about staying healthy, it's not just about being healthy going into the year, but it's also about staying healthy throughout the year, which has been a challenge for Cam. And let's face it, we're in a different time field, like with COVID-19 and everything like that. We don't know how much time Cam Newton's going to get with his new teammates, with his new coaches, how much time he's going to have to acclimate. And obviously that's an issue with Tom Brady as well. But I think it's going to be it's close. It's close there. But at the moment, I say I would have Brady at 9 and Cam at 10.
All right, so pretty coin flip. All right, so the last thing here, Matthew, and again, we will digest.
How about you? Have you had any thought? Have you had a chance to think about it? Again, we're doing an emergency podcast. We got the news, and you and I texted and said emergency pod. So you may not have had a chance to give a thought to this question. But where are you at?
He'll be a little bit lower than Brady for me to start, to your point. But honestly, Matthew, I don't know that it's that far of a stretch for me to have him ranked above Brady by the time the season rolls around. Again, it's just like, Matthew, we have seen in real football too, but in fantasy football, the value of legs has crystallized more and more, in part because Cam was sort of leader of the charge, right? There was a time where there were not quarterbacks who were as dynamic as Cam. Now, Cam has company now with players like Lamar Jackson and to a degree Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott and other quarterbacks that are effective with their legs. But Cam, he long before all these quarterbacks were piling up, fantasy points by the maybe not dozens, but maybe more than dozens. Cam Newton was doing this regularly. So I think there's a legitimate chance that, assuming he's healthy and assuming he's a clear-cut starter, I'd have him somewhere like around quarterback 8, a little bit ahead of, which would be right ahead of Tom Brady, to your point.
Field, just to your point real quickly on that, I don't know if you've had a chance. I released last week my 100 Facts You Need to Know Before You Draft article. It's on ESPN.com. Of course, I'm a company man. Check it out. But my number one fact, if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, is that of the 10 quarterbacks that were top 10 quarterbacks last year, 9 of those 10 had at least 200 yards rushing. Just to underscore your point about just the value of a quarterback that gets you fantasy points with his legs. Like, we know this, but literally 9 of 10 had at least 200 yards rushing last year at the quarterback position. So certainly a healthy Cam Newton would be exciting for Josh McDaniels to draw up plays and Bill Belichick, and exciting for fantasy managers as well, because we know what Cam can do. Last thought I want to give you here, for everyone that's just like, but Cam's done, he's old, he's blah, 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 he's hurt, everything like this. Last year, that's again a small sample size, but this is just last year, 2019, which was kind of a lost season for Cam. But the first 3 weeks that Cam played, he was healthy those first 3 weeks. Through the first 3 weeks of last year, Cam Newton was the 5th best quarterback in fantasy. So, Cam has always put up points by hook or by crook. It hasn't always been pretty, but he's always been a fantasy superstar.
He certainly always finds a way. And Matthew, last question here for Cam, and then we'll put a bow on this one and we'll talk about this. Again, more and more and more as we get closer and closer to football, which at the time of this recording, training camps are just 1 month away. Does it do anything for the wide receivers here, Matthew? We are not bullish on any Patriots wide receiver other than Julian Edelman, and it's somewhat of a relative term given that where he has been for many, 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 many years. Does Edelman sort of reintroduce himself to, let's say, top 12-ish wide receiver territory? Does Mohamed Sanu become interesting? Does anybody see their value spike as a result of signing Cam Newton?
The only one that might spike a little bit for me might be James White. Again, when you think about Christian McCaffrey and just how often Cam likes to sort of dump off to a pass-catching running back, and how much of that was Norv and how much of that was Cam trying to protect his body. You know, this is a guy that's been hit more than any quarterback in the NFL since he came into the league. So, and, you know, just sort of trying to get rid of the ball quickly and not take those hits himself. I don't know. So maybe a slight bump, but honestly, no. As we've talked about, as people know, look, Cam Newton's not the most accurate quarterback. Cam's fantasy value, which is very different than what he is as an NFL quarterback, but Cam's fantasy value has predominantly come from his legs and his rushing ability. And I don't know that, especially in a first year of the system, not really having familiarity with any of these players, I don't know that I would significantly move anyone up based on Cam being the starter. I will say, as I sort of mentioned earlier, I do think N'Keal Harry is a pretty interesting late round flyer.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, he's got to get, you know, he's just got to get it all, put it all together. And there's a lot of work to do. I know he had an injury riddled rookie season, but you know, there's a reason why he went 32nd overall in 2019. So there's a lot of work to do on N'Keal Harry, but I still think there is a chance, to your point, that he should show some promise this year. Last question, Matthew. So I think we all accept the Patriots offense has a higher ceiling with Cam Newton than it would have without Cam Newton. So maybe the opportunities to score are more frequent, but Cam Newton's also, maybe not still, but right there, he was at one point the best goal line running back in the NFL, even though he was a quarterback, right? He was the best goal line runner. That's kind of Sony Michel's corner with New England.
Yeah,
Michel's a super volume dependent player. Does his value go down because of the fact that, you know, some of these 1 to 2 or 5 yard touchdown runs might go to Cam instead?
I think it has to, and I think that's a great call, Field. There's no question. Listen, Sony Michel, there's some injury concerns about Sony Michel coming to the season. Again, this is a guy that's he's banged up coming out of college, and so there are some concerns about Sony Michel injury-wise. He's not really involved in the passing game. Last year was a step back for Sony, let's be honest. Like, he struggled some, and some of that was the Patriots' offensive line, but Sony Michel wasn't the guy last year that we had seen throughout his NFL career, and certainly not, you know, in the Super Bowl and the postseason last time we saw him there. So, yes, I would think, listen, I'd be interested to see what Mike Clay's projections come out. Always want to give a shout out to our friend Mike. But I would be surprised if Sony Michel's projections are not lower when Mike redoes his projections with Cam Newton penciled in as the starter.
Yeah, I would agree there. It'd be interesting to see where Mike ends up with all that. Of course, you can find it on ESPN.com or his Twitter feed at Mike Clay NFL. Matthew, again, this was not a podcast we were planning on. Heck, none of us were planning on this podcast about an hour and a half ago. So good to catch you up, and we'll have much more of this. You know, again, despite the fact that we have this huge news story that's gotten us excited for football, we do want to remind everybody, stay safe, continue to be smart, and do your small part so that we can have football safely this fall. And of course, the podcast cannot wait to be back. In the meantime, thank you to our friends at Geico for helping to put on this podcast. Good to catch up with you, Matthew. And as much as there are times where I can't believe I'm going to admit this, I can't wait to have hours and hours and hours of conversation with you soon enough.
Peace out.
See you in the 06010.